I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Former Celtic goalkeeper Paddy Bonner says Nicholas Coon should be sold if the price is right. Rangers have reportedly agreed a loan deal for right-back Max Ahrens and four more players leave Motherwell. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Roger Hanna.
Yeah, another busy weekend of transfer gossip, speculation, and I think it'll all probably come to fruition in the next week or two, Andrew, because clubs are beginning to think about coming back. Footballers have had their fun, they've been away in their holidays, they've had their downtime, and pre-season training is just around the corner, and that means pre-season signings.
Yeah, today is officially the first day of the transfer window. Would you expect things to really start to pick up as this week goes along?
Listen, Clyde One Super Scoreboard kicked off. They've transferred me from that chair where I've been the last 2 weeks to this chair where I'm far more comfortable. I don't think I've ever been so happy to see you back from your excursions. So that's the first transfer of the summer. There will be many, many more. And listen, you touched upon Nicholas Coon. It's a story broken by our dear friend David Freeland, the Scottish Sun, this morning. RB Leipzig keen to take him back to Germany for £15 million. It would be fascinating to see how that would shake down at a time when Celtic, of course, will start next season without Jota.
0141 951 1025 on the phone. Simple question for you Celtic fans. £15 million, would you take that for Nicholas Coon? Do you want him to stay? Maybe you think he's worth more than that. 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, some breaking news this afternoon. It's from an Italian journalist who has tweeted to say that Rangers have reportedly agreed a loan deal for right-back Max Ahrens. I want to know what you make of that. What does it mean for the future of James Tavernier as well? 0141 951 1025. Maybe you're a mother fan seeing four more players leave the club and you've got some thoughts on that, and maybe your new manager as well. 0141 951 1025. And as if that's not enough to make you want to call in on every show this week, we will have the chance for you to win a pair of club badge tickets to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day on Saturday, June 24th at Ayr Racecourse. 21st, at Ayr Racecourse. JLS star Marvin Humes will be DJing on the day. You can expect seven races, so book now at ayrracecourse.co.uk. But everyone that phones in tonight, comes on air and makes a point, goes into the draw to win a pair of tickets. So I'm sure there's plenty of you out there that will be interested in that. So get your calls in, 0141 951 1025 on the phones. And as you say, it's really not that far away now from the competitive action starting. Is it about 4 weeks now until the Premier Sports Cup group stage starts?
Yeah, July 12 and 13, that weekend, it all kicks off again for the Premier teams not in Europe this season. And the rest will be heading back. And a lot of the teams are beginning to get back this week for pre-season training. And they will be starting. You know, we talk about that's competitive football in the middle of July. They have all the pre-season friendlies before that. You know, the game's going to be in the next week or 10 days and football will soon be back with us.
Let's hear from you. 0141 951 1025. Let's kick things off, shall we, by hearing from former Celtic goalkeeper Paddy Bonner. As Roger mentioned, there was that story in the Scottish Sun today saying that RB Leipzig would be willing to pay £15 million for Nicholas Coon. Well, Paddy Bonner has been talking about that. He says the club should be open to selling the winger if the right offer comes in.
So if they get 15 million for him, it's a great piece of business, but they then need to replace him, I think. And I give him credit, actually, for turning it around and getting into the team, and really then had a fantastic start to the season.
Yeah, let's speak to... We'll go to the phones shortly. Nicholas Coon is an interesting case, Roger, because obviously when he initially came in at Celtic, he had a real tough 5 or 6 months when he came in January.
Yeah.
And then at the start of last season was a revelation, wasn't he? He was maybe a stick-on at that point, maybe halfway through the season, to be Player of the Year in Scotland. Fell away a bit towards the end of the campaign. What have you made of him as a Celtic player so far?
Well, as Pat Bonner says, he came in for £3 million. If you can turn that into £15 million in the space of 18 months, you've done very well. He had great numbers in his first full season as a Celtic player, goals, assists, but he did tail off a little bit towards the end of the season. If you were picking the Celtic team, would he be among the first three or four names in the team sheet? No, he probably wouldn't be. So I think, whether you're Celtic, you're Rangers, or any team in Scotland, if you're getting offered £15 million for players, it's got to tempt you.
0141 951 1025. Brian is a Celtic fan in Stirling. Brian, what do you think of the Nicholas Coon situation?
Well, I mean, it's a strong enough rumour that everybody's talking about it. I think that it's a great bit of business for Celtic. It's a no-brainer, as they call it.
Here's no-brainer, so £15 million, you think, is a good deal? You would take that?
Oh, yeah. I would take more if we can get more. It's the negotiations, the business side is what Celtic's all about. This is actually a perfect business model in showing itself in an instant, because you buy a player who was not known very well anywhere, as far as I'm aware. He didn't have a great time before at his last club. You develop him as a young player. He came here with problems, teeth problems apparently, and underweight. You build that player up, you make him, put him on the European stage, and he done well there as well. And he becomes an asset. So that £2 or 3 million, whatever we paid for him, becomes £15 million, and that's exactly what Celtic, they're sitting with many millions in the bank, and now we've got a few projects that I believe that are pressing, especially getting the stadium and the fan experience. Must be plunged money into that. I mean, because if Celtic want to be taken seriously as a big European club, we've got to be seen as that. But this is a perfect trading model for what we do. Buy a player at a short rate, sell him at a high rate, and that's, that's the business that we're going to go through. It's us supporters, we've got to accept that these people in the, trust in them in the board level, they know what they're doing. They seem to know what they're doing. There's things that I don't agree with, and I'm not sure there's a lot of supporters that are the same, but you can't say anything other than what a great track record they've got. And this is just, evidence of that track record happening right again. So players will come and go. The fans will always stay. We'll have our grumbles. The board will have their, juggling of balls to do what they've got to do. Probably never, ever see eye to eye, and that's the truth. But what they're doing just now is the right thing, yeah, for the future of Celtic financially.
I'm not sure, Brian, there's a fan base in the country that sees eye to eye with that club's board. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own grumbles. I think you've been very fair with them. I think the player trading model, they have made a success out over the years. Look at two of the signings in the last few months. Jota out for £25 million, back in for £8 or 9 million. Kieran Tierney out for £25 million, back in for nothing. It's not bad, if you can pull those off. And Nicholas Coon, if he comes in for £3 million and goes for 15, the Celtic board will then just look to the recruitment department to find the next Nicholas Coon. And that could be, they're talking about Sondre Aurjesetter from Sarpsborg. There's been talk of Michelange Balakwisha from Royal Antwerp. And they're very close to Benjamin Nygren as well from New Zealand.
Is that, you can almost see that player trading model working in real time there, because whether the Nicholas Coon deal does progress and whether it happens, we'll wait and see. But the fact that this Benjamin Nygren deal looks very close, yeah, and Celtic are trying to get him for a reduced fee in this window because his contract's up. That's exactly the type of deal that Celtic were looking to do to then replace Nicholas Coon and hope that they can do the same
and
again.
Then you might be sitting in another 18 months' time, Andrew, with Benjamin Nygren being sold for £10 million.
Brian, in terms of, his return rate, I think 21 goals in all competitions this season, will he be tough to replace?
No. No is the answer, because you're furnishing the manager, I would hope, and this is to the board, I would hope that you're furnishing the manager with that £15 million and some to improve the squad. We're not looking to stand still. We're not looking to keep players in a place. If they're progressing, then we're getting money. Then that's all progression on all sides. It's tick, tick, tick. It's good for everything. So we must furnish the manager with the tools that he can pick up these players. He knows, and his coaching staff know, the recruitment staff know exactly the kind of player that they want. They know the age group, they know their numbers. It's done at, you know, like astronomical numbers that they need to get to have this type of player come in at the right price and then sell them on later on. And we just need to get used to that. That's the thing, you know, you fall in love with players. I mean, Henrik Larsson, I mean, he just, that kind of player doesn't exist in the reality of time. You know what I mean? Right now, it's a lot of money, and if you can buy small and sell really large, you know, that's a trading model that can realise the other dreams of the project, to get in the park, you know, especially. And I'm talking about the fan experience because it's us. We're the reason. We saw that during the COVID season. We're the reason it all happens. And that energy coming from the pitch onto the stands and then coming back into them gives these players a lift. And that's the reason why they go from a £2 million player to a £15 million player, because they're playing in an environment that improves them, you know. So I just think Celtic have a good grip on what the business model they're doing. I would like them to step up a level. All levels, pitch, outside the pitch, you know, like the team, just everything up, and then you're moving on to another level in Europe as well. So it's just all about improving all the time.
Would you expect Celtic's front three to look quite different next season, just given quite a few of the players they've been linked with? Benjamin, yeah. Nygren, you talked about another couple of wingers there. Do you think that is a real area of focus for Brendan Rodgers?
To be honest, Andrew, I think there are a lot of areas of focus for Brendan Rodgers, because it will have irritated him through the summer the way Celtic finished the season. They were champions from a long way out, but they didn't really finish with a great flourish at all. Losing the cup final to Aberdeen was a real bitter blow, and it was a treble on the line. And I think he'll look at a lot of areas in the team. You know, Kieran Tierney's back, but probably need another left back. I think they will need a centre back to go in alongside Carter Vickers. I think they're down in numbers in the middle of the park. I've thought after a while, I think you need at least one more in there to add to competition. And, you know, we see it every window. Wouldn't surprise me if they bought two wingers. It absolutely wouldn't surprise me, particularly with Jota's injury and Kun, you know, perhaps likely to exit.
Well, thank you to Brian. His name is in the hat to potentially win a pair of tickets to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day on Saturday, June 21st at Ayr Racecourse. Remember, everyone that gets on air tonight makes a point will be in the draw to win a pair of tickets. So that means Paul in Carluke is as well. Paul, what are you thinking tonight?
Hi. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What are you making of the Nicholas Kuhn situation? Reports about a £15 million fee for him. Is that something you'd take?
Yeah, first of all, I've got to congratulate Roger Hanna and his social media post about the United back for the day.
Well, thank you for reading.
That's going to be hard to beat, Roger. That's a high bar you've set there. So I don't know how my pal Mikey Devlin finishes into that, but he may not want to.
Well, he'll maybe not want to be mentioned in that breath.
Anyway, just point to the producer. I think I said earlier in the season, I don't think it's a case they should sell Nicholas Kuhn. I think when players check out, then you have to sell them. And if you get £15 million for them, then bite your hand off.
Do you think he's checked out, Paul?
100%, yeah. Yeah, I think he may be. Thought he was getting a move at Christmas, it didn't happen, and he's been a shadow of the player he was at the beginning of the season. I mean, players will play for a move, you know, it's well documented, and I think, again, Carter Vickers, if you get money for him, then job done, and, you know, you move on. I think the only slight worry with this player trading model is we can't keep buying development all the time. We have to buy a Lewis Ferguson, you know, somebody who's now looking to be an established 25, 26-year-old player rather than all these development players, you know, even Engels and Anida. They're still young, you know, still relatively young compared to, you know, what we saw. So I would expect to see some seasoned professionals that we don't necessarily get a return on. But Nicholas Kuhn, £15 million for £3 million. It might even put a smile on his face, so I'd be happy to see the back of him.
Paul saying there that he feels Nicholas Kuhn checked out in the second half of the season. We'll never be able to know whether that is the case or not. One thing we do know is that first half of the season, he was brilliant. Second half of the season, he wasn't so good. Is it then a gamble for Celtic? Because potentially you go into the new season and it could be the Nicholas Kuhn from the first half of last season that plays the whole season and is absolutely fantastic, or maybe he's not quite the player he was in that first half of the season going into the next season.
I tend to think if there's £15 million in the line, you don't gamble, you just take the money, to be honest, and then you go and look for replacements. Another point that Paul's making about getting more experience in, but you know, some of the guys you mentioned there, you know, Adam Eder is another year older. Austin Trusty, another year older. Arne Engels, another year older. Paulo Bernardo, who's playing for Portugal under 21s at 23 years of age. You know, I think Brendan Rodgers, yes, he'll want to bring players in, Paul, but I think some of those guys who in the past you've looked at as project players, younger players, next season's the season for them to step up and prove they can be more than project players, prove they can have a real influence in the first team. And I throw that down to Trusty, £6 million. Eder, £9 million. I don't think Bernardo was two balloons and a stick either, was he? You know, he was well into seven figures. And most of all, Engels, a club record, £11 million. I think Brendan Rodgers will want more from each and every one of them next season.
Paul, you say you would like the club to bring in more, you know, experienced, established talent, but you'd also be quite happy for Cameron Carter-Vickers to be sold. If the price is right, where's the balance that you need to strike there in terms of trying to keep the players that are experienced and are established, but also wanting to bring ones in?
Just watching the players closely, Andrew, and just body language, and you know, Carter Vickers just looks as if he's bored out his head now. And you know,
I mean, to be fair, he's never really been the most excitable of characters. No, Cameron Carter Vickers, has he?
No, but I think normally a bit like Van Dijk, he's played within himself in Scottish football, and probably the guy himself needs a challenge. So, you know, it might be hard to replace, but he does get injured. You know, I think the club have proved that nobody is bigger than the club. You know, if you look at Kyogo leaving, and it wasn't really noticed, although you might argue in the cup final he might have got a goal. But Carter Vickers from the game is the player trading model. It's works well, and you know, I would again, on the assumption that we do have ready-made replacements, then you take the money.
I like Carter Vickers. He's undoubtedly Celtic's best centre-back, but he's not one that I would necessarily think, you know, other teams are going to be battering down your door to get to. You know, there has been a sort of, you know, there's been a dearth of stories linking Cameron Carter-Vickers with other teams.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's something to do with his injury record. He has missed a lot of big games in the last couple of seasons just with Knox. I don't know whether teams, you know, it's all data-driven now, as you know, Andrew, it's all analytics. I don't know whether there are any, you know, concerns about the number of games he's missed in the last couple of years, and that puts other teams off. I think he is a really, really solid Celtic centre-half, but he's different from Van Dijk. When Van Dijk was at Celtic, you knew Van Dijk was going to go all the way in the game. Carter Vickers, for me, is a very, very good Celtic centre-back. Celtic have been very good for Cameron Carter-Vickers, and I think he'll stay.
Is the evidence there that he would be tough to replace because Celtic haven't really been able to find that consistent partner for him?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't play... What was the game? Was it the game away to Atalanta when Trusty and Scales played together? 0-0 game, straight after the Dortmund defeat. And Trusty and Scales looked good together then, but neither's really convinced after that. Neither's really kicked on from that performance in Italy, Andrew. And, you know, I don't know whether Paul, as a Celtic fan, agrees. You always think Celtic look more resilient, more dogged. They look tougher defensively when Carter Vickers is in the team.
Well, thank you to Paul, 0141 951 1025, if you want to get involved. Celtic fans, maybe you've got some thoughts to add to the last two calls. Rangers fans, want to hear what you think of those links to Max Aaron. Strong links today that Rangers have agreed a loan deal for a new right back. Maybe that's something you're interested in. 0141 951 1025, we want to get your calls for this as well.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Roger Hanna's last two Super Scoreboard appearances, he's been here asking the questions.
It's been great.
But now he's over there and he's going to be answering them. And it's your turn to try and beat the pundit and beat Roger Hanna. It will be you against minus two, Roger Hanna.
That's up to you. Listen, you're in charge.
This is your... We'll have it as a summer trial period. We'll keep it as minus two, see how it goes, and then we'll have a review at the start of the season. How does that sound? No, it actually doesn't sound great, because then you could just chuck every game and make sure you're on minus one.
No, or, no. Sporting integrity, Andrew.
We'll see. We'll see. Let's... Well, your chance to play Roger Hanna at Beat the Pundit, 0141 951 1025, and get your calls in now.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still plenty of time to get your calls in, 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans have been talking about the future of Nicholas Kuhn, linked with a £15 million move away to RB Leipzig. Is that the type of fee that you should be selling him for? 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, I want to hear your thoughts on those Max Aaron links. A report today saying that he's set to move on loan to Rangers, a right back coming in. What does that mean for James Tavernier's future? 0141 951 1025, the same number for anything else. And remember, of course, if you get through on air and make a point, you will be in with a shout of winning a pair of tickets to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day on Saturday, June 21st at Air Racecourse. But for now, it's time to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yeah, Roger Hanna's first game in the summer Beat the Pundit. David is in Hamilton. David, did you specifically choose in to try and play Roger? Do you back yourself?
Hi, I've been trying for the last couple of years to get a hold of him, right?
Oh, there we go. I like that. I like that fighting talk already. Do you think you'll have him?
Well, I've got a good chance, because I won the £5,000 fan a couple of summers ago.
And... Ooh, have you spent it yet?
I remember that.
Oh, that's well spent, aye.
There we go. We've got not only... Sometimes people phone in and say, oh yeah, I'm good when I play along at home. Aye. David's got the evidence to back up that he's a bit of a quizzer, so we'll see how that goes. We will put some Greatest Hits radio in the ear of Roger Hanna, so he can't hear us and he can't cheat. David, you'll know this, I'm sure, but it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if you're struggling. How does that sound?
Aye, new ball.
Let's do it. What was the score in the Bayern Munich Auckland City match at the Club World Cup?
10-0.
How many letters are on the Dundee badge?
8.
Duncan Ferguson played for Rangers and which other Scottish side?
Dundee United.
Former St Mirren midfielder Caelan Boyd-Munce has signed for which side today?
Rotherham United.
Who is the current Dunfermline manager?
Neil Lennon.
Which SPFL side play at Palmerston Park?
Peter Heath.
Lionel Messi is the mascot of which League One side?
Lille.
Okay, we will bring Roger Hanna back in. Can you hear us, Roger? I don't think he can. There we go. Nope. We've got him back. He is back in the room with us. 30 seconds on the clock for Roger. Let's go. What was the score in the Bayern Munich Auckland City 10-0. Match? How many letters are on the Dundee badge?
3.
Duncan Ferguson played for Rangers and which other Scottish side?
Dundee United.
Former St Mirren midfielder Caelan Boyd-Munce has signed for which side today?
Wickham.
Who is the current Dunfermline manager?
Neil Lennon.
Which SPFL side play at Palmerston Park?
Queen of the South.
Lionel Messi is the mascot of which League One side?
Oof. Hamilton.
Which Premiership club collected the most red cards last season?
Kilmarnock.
Who scored Rangers' goal in the 2022 Europa League final?
Joe Aribo.
How do you think it went, David?
I do think.
We will have a look and see. By the way, you got through 9 questions there, Roger. You almost got through all 10 questions in the 30 seconds.
This is a lesson for Gordon Duncan. You read the questions quicker.
Yeah.
You've upped your pace.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A good thing.
Right. Maybe I'm compromising for you being on minus two. I did read them at the same speed for David. I don't want anyone tweeting in to say that there's any funny business going on here. What was the score in the Bayern Munich Auckland City match at the Club World Cup? It was 10-0. You were both correct on that one, so it is 1-1. How many letters are on the Dundee badge? David said 8. Roger said 3. DFC. It is 3. So Roger Hanna goes 2-1 up. Duncan Ferguson played for Rangers and which other Scottish side? It is Dundee United. You both got it. 3-2 to Roger Hanna. Former St Mirren midfielder Caelan Boyd-Munce has signed for which side today? David said Rotherham. You said Wickham, Roger, and it is Wickham. 4-2 to Roger Hanna, who's the current Dunfermline manager. Neil Lennon is, of course, the correct answer. You both got it. 5-3, of course, it is -2 for Roger, yeah, so level. You are both level, level at the moment. Which SPFL side play at Palmerston Park?
Queen of the South.
Roger got it. He did say Queen of the South. David didn't get it at the time. So it's 6-3 to Roger Hanna. Neither of you got this, and I'm amazed. Lionel Nessie.
Oh, Inverness.
Inverness.
Oh, I actually thought you said Lionel Messi. I just
Lionel
thought it was
like
kind of Messi.
Messi.
Oh, right, of course.
I thought you said Lionel Messi as well.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I was reading them too quickly then. Is that. Should I slow down next
no,
time?
No, don't slow
that?
Down. No, oh, okay. No, no, no.
I thought that was a complaint there for a second.
No, no.
Okay, right. Neither of you got it. Remains 6-3. It was the end of the road for David there. Roger got two more questions in. Which Premiership club collected the most red cards last season? It was Kilmarnock with 8 red cards. 7-3 to Roger Hanna, who scored Rangers' goal in the 2022 Europa League final. Roger got Joe Aribo, so it's 8-3. Technically with a -2, it is 6-3 and a win for Roger Hanna. Unlucky, David.
Maybe that sound.
Just while you're on, David, you're a Motherwell fan, is that correct?
Aye, that's right.
How are you feeling about the new manager?
Aye, it's an outside the box appointment, so a wee bit of excitement about it again. So, because normally we could have went down the road, they're getting just somebody that's been around the block. So, aye, it's exciting to see what he brings in. Obviously, it'll be hopefully signings for abroad, maybe.
What did you make of Vimmer, Michael? I know he's only there 12 games, but I think the club have gone back down the continental route because I think they thought the Vimmer experiment was a success. Is that how it looked to you as a fan?
Aye, well, obviously he had to come in and just steady the ship and then get us up the league a wee bit, which he'd done. And then I think all the fans were looking forward to a pre-season, seeing who he was going to bring in. And but obviously that's changed now. Not really that changed that much because it's a new manager, a forward manager, with different ideas as well. So hopefully everyone should have the same amount of excitement.
What do you make? 4 more players free today. I think Dan Casey obviously went at the weekend to Wickham, but I think Seddon, Zdravkovsky, Payton and Moses Abee all the way today. He'll need to get players in.
I'll need to get some players in, but before that you said it last day, I think their time was done at Motherwell, to be honest. So they've been there for a couple of years, so I think you really need fresh faces in to get the place buzzing again. So I think obviously a guy might have a couple of his sleeve in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. So
yeah, any time there is a managerial vacancy in Scotland, David, people talk about the managerial merry-go-round, the same old names cropping up. Is it just despite the fact that, you know, I doubt you or many other Motherwell fans will know too much about Jens Bertolascu, is it just because it's a fresh name? Is that why it's exciting? Because it's not another name that you've seen try their hand at another Scottish club?
Yeah, I think it's just that buzz around about it because because obviously teams like Dundee going for Stephen Pesley, he's been and done it in the SPL and then he's been at the game for a couple of years. So I think it's just the excitement the unknown, basically, I think it is. But reading obviously in the paper today, I think there's people saying that he doesn't hold back and he's quite dramatic.
Well, thank you to David, 01419511025, to get your calls in. Rangers fans, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Reports this afternoon that Rangers have reportedly agreed a deal to sign Max Ahrens on loan from Bournemouth. Of course, that comes with the interest that he is a right back. There's always debate every single season about James Tavernier and his Rangers future and the Rangers captaincy and all that type of thing. So I wonder what you make of those links. The links did come from Matteo Moretto, Roger, an Italian journalist who...
Yeah, the Italian David Friel.
...has about 350,000 followers on Twitter, whether that's a gauge of reliability.
I don't know whether it's a gauge of reliability. What I do know is somebody pointed out to me his Instagram and the two pictures of his Instagram. One, he's cuddling up with Kylian Mbappe, and the other one, he's cuddling up with Antony when he signed for Real Betis. If you look at my social media, my pictures are with Gordon DL and Mark Wilson, so... He obviously knows people that I don't.
Yeah, I was thinking, I wonder what foreign journalists are thinking looking at your Instagram.
Well,
yeah. I wonder what they're thinking looking at Gordon DL's Instagram, actually, but I think
the authorities need to look at Gordon DL's Instagram.
Yeah, well, maybe not get into that. 01419511025. Ian is a Rangers fan in Kings Park. Ian, what are you thinking?
Well, all this lack of players coming to Ibrox, I have a feeling that they're such doubt that the manager's no use, that the manager will be out the door by Christmas, that I don't know, they seem to be shopping, a bargain basement manager shopping in the bargain basement, and I don't think, I think the Americans were wrong picking him. He should never have been at Ibrox in the first place, and the way things are at Ibrox, I reckon we'll be lucky if we're in the top six this season. We'll be out of everything.
Lucky if you're in the top six this season, Ian, really?
Yeah.
What is it, why, because Russell Martin only came in a couple of weeks ago, the transfer window's only open today. How many players would you have expected to be in by this point?
Well, at least half decent ones. I mean, first of all, it's the wrong manager. I mean,
who should have got the job?
Well, I don't know, it's certainly not Russell Martin.
What is it about him that concerns you?
No, when he left Southampton, there's never been a big rush for him. You know, there was no one really, you know, it just doesn't inspire me at all. It's probably a nice enough chap, but as far as a manager's concerned, a club of Rangers, no way. I don't think he'll be there by Christmas.
What do you make of Ian's point that players will not want to play for Russell Martin?
Listen, I mean, I'm quite sure. I mean, you said that Ian is a nice enough chap. He does kind of come across as that, and I wonder if players out there have come across Russell Martin in the past at previous clubs, either he played that or he managed that, and they too think he's a nice enough chap, and they think, I'll go and play for him. A lot of players will just think, I couldn't care less who the manager is. How much am I getting in that cheque each week? Right, that will do for me. I'll sign. That's, you know, how players are driven more, particularly continental players, I would think. You know, they would come whether the manager was Russell Martin or Steven Gerrard or Derek McInnes or Philip Clement or whoever, you know. So I don't think that's a problem. There will be plenty of players coming in, Ian. I'm not going to say they're going to be good, bad or indifferent. I'm not going to say they're going to mount a challenge for the title, or they're not going to mount a challenge for the title until we see who they are. But I think with Kevin Thelwell in there, he's changed the recruitment chief, Niels Coppin's gone, he's got a guy in who he worked with before at Everton, they will have had players on their mind for a while, and the names are beginning to come out now of the ones they would like to bring in. And I would expect, you know, I think I counted 9 players who played in the first team at different stages last season at Rangers who are now no longer at the club. Just in terms of getting a squad of the appropriate size to compete in 4 competitions, I think Rangers will need to get 9 players in, probably minimum.
Is there also some clearing out that needs to be done there? You look at some of the names that have come back from loan spells. José Cifuentes has come back from his loan spell because the club he was at aren't taking up the offer to sign him for around £3 million. Ben Davies, Kieran Dowell, players like that. There's also got to be quite a bit of movement out the way as well, would you imagine, Roger?
Yes, I would agree with that. You never know, maybe a new manager can get a better tune out of one of the players. I don't know whether he thinks a Ben Davies maybe suits better into his style of playing out for the back, whether he can get more out of Kieran Dowell than Philip Clement or Michael Beale managed. I think Kieran Dowell played a reasonable part in Birmingham's Championship winning side in the second half of the season, so you know, maybe there's a new role for him there. Cifuentes, I don't know, you know, I'm sure Russell Martin has probably never seen José Cifuentes, so you never know whether they can get a tune. It's not just those players though, Andrew, you know, Nedim Bajrami, Oscar Cortez, you can even get down as far as, you know, the conundrum at left back with Jeffrey and Red Van Yilmaz. There are a lot of players there who the manager might not need a lot of persuasion to allow to go to generate funds to get better players in.
Well, thank you to Ian, 01419511025. If you've got any thoughts to add to those that you've heard so far tonight, maybe you want to bring up something totally different as well, that's fine, 01419511025. And to add to that, the Rail app is the best way of listening to Clyde One. If you subscribe to Rail Premium, you can now get Clyde One completely ad-free, get bonus songs instead of the adverts during the day, and some of the best bits of Super Scoreboard when we are on as well. You can download the Rayo app completely for free and subscribe to Premium whenever you like for ad-free listening. Check out more details at ClydeOne.com or head to the App Store or Google Play now to get Rayo, and stick around after the break because we're going to be taking a look at some of the best bits from Clyde One Super Scoreboard over the last season and have a wee awards, an inaugural awards that will be running throughout the week. So stay tuned for that.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, we still want to get your calls in as well. 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, we've been hearing your thoughts on whether Nicholas Kuhn should be going for £15 million. Those reports this morning that RB Leipzig would be willing to pay that. Paddy Bonner, the former goalkeeper, says yes, that would be the right fee for him. What do you think? And Rangers fans, what do you make of the links to Max Ahrens? The Bournemouth right back reportedly has agreed terms to join on loan. I wonder if you think that is a good thing. What does it mean for the future of James Tavernier? 0141 951 1025. And remember, if you phone in and make a point tonight and all throughout the week as well, you'll be in with a chance to win a pair of club badges tickets to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day on Saturday, June 21st at Ayr Racecourse. 0141 951 1025. While you get your calls in, let's do something a bit different, shall we, during the summer. Because all this week we're going to be dishing out the end of season awards. There we go, we've got the music and everything. Roger Hanna, it's official now. And it's going to be the inaugural Super Scoreboard Awards. We're not bothered about who was player of the season, who was manager of the season.
I'm just waiting to see if there's a red carpet here. I've just got a vision of Hugh Keevans in his tux.
I'm not sure we've got the budget for that.
Sashaying down the red carpet to hand out awards.
We'll see. He's in on Friday. Maybe we'll get him to turn up in his tux for the final night of these awards. You never know. But we are going to kick.
As he said during the season, he's a man that wears a shirt and tie in the shower.
That is true. So you know what, I think it would be pretty easy to persuade him. But we are kicking off with, as I say, it's not going to be player of the year, it's not going to be manager of the year, any of this stuff. It is our awards for stuff that has happened on this show. And you'll love this, Roger Hanna, because you're up for the first awards. Yeah, you are nominated for worst beat the pundit answer of the season. Let's listen to the nominations.
To the nearest year, what is the average age of all players in the Scottish Premiership?
Yeah, I'll say 29.
Wait, it literally does not matter what age you said because you've won. Mark Wilson has written 2000.
It's an easy.
Which is remarkable. What type of tree is on Motherwell's badge?
Sycamore.
That's the worst answer you've ever given.
Quick answer.
Here's a clue for you.
What about the stadium?
Do they play at Sycamore Park? Who is Rangers' current number three?
Dodge. Billy Dodge.
That's so good.
Hey, I might get that.
That's so good. How many penalties have there been in the Premiership this season? Ross McCormick, give me an answer. Write it down, please.
50.
180?
Everyone's played 30 games, so.
Oh, that's incredible. It's only 41.
Is it?
Well done to Corton and Motherwell.
Yes, right. So the nominations are Mark Wilson thinking the average age of the players in the Scottish Premiership was 2000. We've got Roger Hanna, who thought Motherwell, who play at Fir Park, that the tree on their badge was a sycamore.
If I win,
defend yourself.
If I win this, I'm coming down to zero next season. You cannot mock me for answers and then make me start in minus two. It's a nonsense.
You don't get to decide. You don't get to decide, unfortunately. What about Gordon DL thinking that Rangers number three was Billy Dodds and not Ridvan Yilmaz? You know what? I was at a wedding at the weekend and another guest at the wedding actually came up to me and talked about that exact moment, and they said that they were out for a walk at the time, they were listening to it. The question got asked, who's Rangers number three? And this guy said, he said in his head, Billy Dodds, and then wondered why everyone was laughing at Gordon DL's answer.
Dear.
So someone's on the same wavelength as Gordon DL, which is very worrying.
When I'm at social occasions, people ask me about Gordon DL as well, but it's never about that answer.
No, and it's never anything that we can say on this show either. Or is it Ross McCormick thinking that 180 penalties were given away across the Scottish Premiership season? Vote now at Clyde SSB on Twitter or on our Instagram at Clyde 1 SSB. We'll reveal the winner tomorrow and our next category, which will be caller of the season. You can get involved. Won't quite make the cut for a late shout, but you can still get involved on the phones. 01419511025. I know which one you're not going to vote for, Roger, out of those. You're not going to vote for yourself. No. Which would get your vote out of those?
I have to go for the Dazzler.
The Dazzler. You're thinking definitely. Rangers number three was Rangers number three. Billy Dodds and not Red Van Yilmaz. Mark Wilson thinking that the average players and the average age of the players in the Scottish Premiership is 2,000.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if his Partick Thistle youth policy is going to have 1,200-year-olds.
That is a concern, right? 01419511025. Get your votes in on Twitter and Instagram. Let's take a look at that Rangers story that broke not too long before we came on air this afternoon. It came from an Italian journalist, Matteo Moretto, saying that Rangers have agreed or are close to agreeing a loan deal for Max Ahrens. Max Ahrens, who sort of came through at Norwich, didn't he? Was quite highly rated at the time. Got a move to Bournemouth. Didn't quite work out for him at Bournemouth. Had one full season there, and then last season went on loan to Valencia for the second half of the season. What do you make of that?
Did they win in the Bernabeu when he was up against Vinicius Junior, I believe?
Second
half of the season. Listen, he was one of these lads who was going to be the next big thing. Bournemouth, I think, paid a lot of money to get him from Norwich and England under 21 international, and he didn't quite kick on at that stage. Now, that's no slight on the player. He spent last season at Valencia. He's hardly, in the National League. So if Rangers could do a deal for him, I think he would be a valuable addition to the squad. Inevitably, because of the position he plays, Andrew, it's going to cast questions about James Tavernier.
Because you do wonder if Max Ahrens is going to come in, if that deal does go ahead, a player that's played in the Premier League.
If he comes in, he plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he comes in, he plays. Now, what does that mean for James Tavernier? James Tavernier played quite a number of games last season at centre-half. So, does Russell Martin see James Tavernier as a centre-half? Does he see him playing in front of Max Ahrens? Does he see him playing on the right of a midfield three? Does he want his creativity further up the pitch? I don't know. He was asked directly the day he was unveiled 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago, Andrew, about Tavernier retaining the captaincy, about Tavernier playing. Remember, Russell Martin was a former Rangers teammate of James Tavernier, and he spoke warmly of him, said all the right things, said he would retain the captaincy, said he would retain his place in the team. I think James Tavernier's coming up round about testimonial time at Rangers, so he will be keen to stay. I see there's pictures of him, I think was he over in Dubai today training with Antonio Colak and Ryan Porteous over there, taking a break for the kind of summer holidays to make sure they're in good nick to come back to their clubs. So he might have a fight in his hands.
You talk about James Tavernier and that versatility in terms of playing at centre-back. We saw it at Old Trafford, didn't we? We saw it a few times since then. Maybe surprised a few people because...
Surprised me.
Fared quite well in those appearances. Yeah. The one at Old Trafford was one that stuck out, certainly. For someone that there's been so much debate around him, and a lot of that, or pretty much all of it, be to do with his defending, the fact that he went in and played that, could you see him as potentially, could that be his future? Well, does that suit Russell Martin's style of play, having a more ball-playing type in there?
Russell Martin, it depends. He's married very much to this playing out from the back, playing through the lines. He's not married so much to a three at the back, or a four at the back, or a five at the back. So is it ridiculous to think that James Tavernier could be the right-sided centre-half of three with John Souter in the middle and somebody else on the left, and that allows Ahrens to play in the right-hand side, and either Rangers number three, Red Van Yilmaz, or Jeffrey to go up the other side? Rangers have lost a lot of width in the summer. Cherny's gone, Lisa Hadji's gone. I'm not sure there's going to be too much of a long-term future for the likes of, Nedim Bajrami, even Ross McCausland. So is it daft to think it could be a 3-5-2? A different style of play, which would allow you to get Tavernier and Ahrens into the team the same way Steve Clarke managed to get Tierney and Robertson into a team.
With Kevin Thelwell coming in, his big links to English football, Russell Martin exactly the same. With names like Max Ahrens being linked, names like Kwame Poku has been linked, very heavily today as well, with potentially moving to Rangers. Do you expect that's an avenue that Rangers are going to be looking at, whether it is, English lower leagues, English players?
Managers and sporting directors tend to go to markets that they know. And as you say, Kevin Thelwell spent his career in England. Russell Martin spent his managerial career in England. They will know the market down there very well. It doesn't preclude them going and getting players from the Scottish leagues or from continental leagues, but I think initially they will look to players that they know to come in.
Rangers are back in pre-season training on Monday, I believe, 23rd of June. Would you expect them to have names through the door by then? Would you expect there to be announcements in the next week or so? Is it quite tough to tell? There's talk of, you know, Leeds United signed, was it Lucas Dementia the other day, and I saw Leeds United fans saying that basically they hadn't heard a sniff about it until you know, it was mentioned that it might be a case that things are quite quiet and being kept quiet.
Yeah, listen, who knows? All clubs like to get their business done early, but Rangers this season, you know, Thelwell didn't start until, was it just last Monday or the Monday before?
Yeah.
Russell Martin only announced last week, so they're a little bit behind, but I think they'll put the foot down in terms of recruitment in the coming weeks. Whether they'll have somebody in for next Monday night, I'm not sure. There will be a lot of players coming in.
Well, that is all we have time for tonight. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for getting involved on social media as well. Thank you for watching on the live stream at home. Thanks to Roger Hanna. We'll be back tomorrow night. I will be in the studio again, and we will, of course, reveal the winner of the caller of the season is tomorrow. It's worst beat the pundit answer of the season. Make sure you get onto Twitter, get onto Instagram and vote for that. And if you want to annoy Roger Hanna, vote for him.
Vote Sycamore.
Vote Sycamore. Don't, is that vote, your new campaign t-shirt?
Don't vote Sycamore.
You should get that on a t-shirt, I think. Right, anyway, that's all we've got time for. Callum Gallagher is up next. We'll see you tomorrow.